When we came on the air this morning, I told New Rob that I saw all these wonderful pictures on social media of a look like a wonderfully big comedy show that you were a part of this weekend, and I practically congratulated you finding out that it wasn't so great, and I'm sorry about that. Please share with the class what happened.
Awful. Worst weekend of comedy. I've been doing comedy for 4.5 years now, stand-up comedy.
Sure.
At worst weekend I've ever had. We'll start on Friday. I had a spot booked at a comedy club about 2.5 hours away from here. So I figured, you know what? My mom lives up that way. We're going to take the kid. We're going to go up. We're going to go have dinner with my mom. I'll go tell jokes. I'll come home. Great time. Get up there. 7 people for the show. So I ended up driving a total of 5 hours, spent the entire afternoon for 7 people. And the club couldn't have even called me and given me a heads up. I found out that there were 7 people there when I showed up. Now, would I have driven the 5 hours round trip for 7 people either way? Yes. But right. It would have been nice to get that warning ahead of time. Hey, there's only 7 people here, just so you know. Instead, I show up 7. Whatever. All right. Make the best of it. Have a good show. That's Friday. Saturday. And I'll explain why this phone call comes into play in a few minutes. I get a phone call Saturday morning. A surprise drop-in has come to the comedy club right up the road from me. A major A-list comedian has dropped in and is doing time this weekend. And they need a host. They need somebody to come out and host the activities, come out, warm the crowd up. And they wanted me to come out and do it. I couldn't do it because I had the show on Saturday at a golf course. This is a show I put together. I got a comedy production company. We bring out the stage, backdrops. I've even got a 24-foot inflatable movie screen, Nipsey, so we can project the image that's on the stage on the movie screen so people can socially distance and sit apart but still enjoy the comedy show.
So it looked really nice. I saw what you're talking about. It looked awesome. Yeah.
Nip said, wow, you had a great weekend. It looked great all over social media. And Rob's like, no.
I've been at shows where there's been 7 people. So what I saw Saturday looked wonderful.
And that's, again, 7 people, I'm not complaining. I'm happy to perform in front of anybody. Sure. But 7 people, it'd be nice to have the heads up. You know, I would have made different plans, changed things around. So Saturday show, we show up to the golf course. All day, Nipsey, from the time I got up, we went to soccer. My son had a soccer game at 10. Outside of that, from 7 o'clock in the morning till 10, and then when we got back from noon up until 4 when we left, I spent the entire morning blowing up the inflatable, testing the equipment, making sure everything was ready to go. We show up to the golf course, and they've moved locations for the comedy show. What happens is they double booked and didn't tell me the spot where we were supposed to do the comedy show on the golf course. They had actually reserved for a gala event featuring a priest or a pastor or a preacher. Some type of religious organization was hosting an event. So on one side of the golf course, you had a preacher giving a sermon. And on the other side of the golf course, you heard us in a little hallway that they moved us to without the movie screen, without my stage, without all of the equipment that I tested all day. And the show went so bad. The audience was so unpleased with the comics, myself. Like 15 minutes, I sat up there in silence. And every time a joke didn't go over, because it's an older crowd.
Right.
It's a golf course audience. These are guys that are, you know, they have expendable income. It's, people have been together for 50 years. I'm talking 75 plus was the age range of this comedy show. They're not enjoying the show. And every time a joke doesn't go over, you can hear the preacher on the other side of the golf course going, hallelujah, praise the Lord. So I'm just imagining that on the other side of the golf course, when there's breaks in the pastor giving his sermon, all of a sudden you hear, wiener, fart, penis. You could hear the sermon from the comedy show, so I'm pretty sure you could hear the comedy from the sermon.
Okay.
Show's terrible. Audience is awful. The work collectively, maybe individually, a great group of people. Collectively, the worst group of humans I've ever met in my life.
That happens.
And listen, here's the thing. I'm bringing up headliners, guys that, have toured the country. One guy was a writer for Joan Rivers and Rodney Dangerfield.
So pros. He's been on these aren't hacks. Yeah. These are guys who've done comedy either in a headline capacity or being at least a feature for a long time. So this is not a hack show you put together.
Nothing. They were getting nothing from the audience to the point where it was so embarrassing. Oh, I didn't want to go around and take photos because I was embarrassed by my performance. I was embarrassed by what we brought. And here's why the whole weekend sucked. Because the phone call that I had got on Saturday morning was that Ron White from the Blue Collar Comedy Group, not the, Not the here's your sign guy. Not the, right, you know, you're a redneck if guy. Not the get her done guy. The tater salad dude.
Oh, tater salad was there?
We've had Ron on the program. We've had him on here a bunch of times. Big fan of the program. We're big fans of his. Yeah.
Dropped in. He was featuring the entire weekend doing the middle spot. Just a surprise, unannounced thing. They wanted me to come out and host. Here's how Saturday night ended for everybody else, Nipsey. I drove home sweaty and pissed off because the comedy show sucked, and I brought a whole bunch of equipment we didn't use. All of my friends went on Ron's tour bus after the comedy show, which I could have been at. They drank with Ron until the wee hours of the morning, and then Ron invited them all to go play golf on Sunday morning. So all of my friends got to drink with Ron White, perform with Ron White, and go golfing with Ron White. I went to a golf course, ate Mike Schmidt the entire show, and was depressed on the way home.
Oh, that's that nightmare,
that
too.
That is a bad weekend.
That's my nightmare, Fa, too, when they're not only is it an awesome experience, but then there's that extra stuff, that going on the tour bus. That as a young, you know, broadcaster, I loved the extra stuff that may happen.
Oh. What does Jack call that? FOMO, fear of missing out? Oh, I actually missed out. There's no fear. It actually happened. I missed out. I got IMO. I missed out.
It's not even a fear. You did.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, that one, that hurts. Now, was it the crowd? Was it the way the stage was changed? Why did everyone...
Can I be honest with you? I think it was, I went up there as the host. You're supposed to be jovial and excited.
Right.
I'm here. Here are my funny friends. I'm going to tell you a few jokes and then I'm going to bring them up. I got so bummed out when I walked, because I'm talking a few $100 in equipment I spent over the past couple of weeks just to fine tune everything. I was so bummed out by the time I got up there. I went, hey, everybody. I think I started off the show bad
for
a bad audience. And then the show just continued to get progressively worse from there.
How did the other comedians handle it?
They all ate yet. The entire time they were up there eating Mike Schmidt too. Nobody ended up.
Did they say anything?
No, you know what? They all thanked me. I had to give them their checks. I thanked them because look, we all made money.
Yeah,
I made a lot of money from this show. My buddies all made a lot of money. I paid them more than I normally do because I had made so much money. But at the end of the day, the paycheck was not worth the experience that I missed out on. I would have much rather given up I'm talking up to $1,000 in pay. I would have given that up for the opportunity to go hang out with Ron White, tell jokes, and spend the day with all my friends golfing. All of my friends golfing with Ron White. I missed out on that because I had to go tell jokes to a bunch of uptight golfers. It got so bad, I started looking up. As the other comics were on stage, I have to go up in between them. I started looking up golf one-liners so I could go up on stage and tell straight jokes and try and get the audience back into the show.
Oh, God almighty. Oh, Lord help us. When you have to Google jokes, it ain't a good comedy night.
Nope.
Nope, not at all.
Nipsey, Rob, and Jen Shade, the People's Morning Show on 105.7 The X.